If you're a first-time listener to the show, you are in store for some exciting things. I like to go through the bass heavy side of electronica, whether it be dubstep, drum and bass, glitch hop, UK funky breakbeats, there really are no rules, quick tempos, deep bass lines. We're coming in some Canadian talent, really excited about this release, brand new off Modern Math, formerly Crude Records. This one's called Jaguar, Silence in Presence. Production. Love the atmosphere in this one. Incredible foreground going on there. As mentioned, this is the first release on a brand new label based out of Calgary. Label's called Modern Math. It's building on once what was Crude Records, which was the home to releases done by Self Evident, Dan Solo, Degas Sound, DJG. Anyways, now they're called Modern Math, and that was a tune by Sanctums that was called Jaguar, Silence and Presence. That is the tune that I would pick out of that 6-track EP. Although it was super difficult, it's all very, very atmospheric, very well put together, techno house on that kind of bass tip of things. Loving it. That was Sanctums coming in. Brand new album from the duo known as Disclosure. Such a hot tune right here. House for you, a little Garage Styles, brought to you by Disclosure, the duo from the UK, just heating things up in the world of house, kind of bringing in that old disco-y flavor, making it relevant. Make sure to check out their brand new album. It's called Settle. Wow. 18 tunes. A few have already been released, but pretty much all of them just fresh goodies. Loving it. This tune wrapping up, incredible tune. It's called Confess to Me, featuring Jesse Ware, who's also been featured on other tunes of the, featured on a remix they did of her tune, Running. So check out that album. It's called Settle. You're probably familiar with Disclosure's huge, huge anthem called What's in Your Head. Yeah, it was a little bit of a festival overplay last season, but still a goodie. Anyways, speaking of new albums, coming in right now is Freshness from Panty Raid. Panty Raid, of course, being the duo comprising of Ooha from the Glitch Mob and Marty Party. They just put out a new album on the Glitch Mob's imprint, Glass Air. The album's called Pillow Talk. This tune called That's the Spot, really representing the whole album and the sounds they're trying to bring forward. Yeah, this one's definitely a good representation of the album as a whole, bringing forth some of the dubstep, some of the future trill, some of that the 808 influence there with that touch of glitch hop. Loving it. Wrapping up, this tune's called That's the Spot, found on Pantyraid's brand new album, Pillow Talk. Incredible album. Just listened to it for the first time today and really excited for seeing them live, hopefully over the festival season. Seen them once before and wow, just wow. Anyways, that last album can be found on Glass Air, which is Glitch Mob's label. Anyways, we're coming in a little hard on this one, getting you ready for your Friday night proper. This is the turnaround point in the show. This one can be found on Mouse Trap Records, which is, of course, Deadmau5's label. This one's originally done by Noisia. We got Kill the Noise on the remix. This one's called Diplodocus. Yeah, definitely a huge, huge, huge remix brought to you by Kill the Noise, who more so recently repping more of the electro house, the big room sounds, a little Moon Baton flavor, but still such an incredible producer. Make sure to check out the entire album if you haven't yet. That's brought to you by Noisia. It's called Split the Atom, out on Mousetrap Records. That last tune was called Diplodocus, and starting up right now is a little teaser. Brand new one from Protohype on the remix. We got Datsik in the original, but can't play that for you yet because we got to go into the PSAs. So stay with me here at CITR 101.9 FM.
Want to know what's up at UBC? Read the UBC. It's only the largest student newspaper in Western Canada, and it's written and edited entirely by UBC students. The UBC is your source for on-campus news, culture, and sports. New editions come out every Monday and Thursday. For breaking news as well as amazing videos and blogs, check out ubc.ca.
Last year, over 650 BC teens aged out of foster care without a permanent family.
Adoption is not just for babies. Teens need families too. Only 24 teens in BC were adopted last year.
November is Adoption Awareness Month. To find out more about adopting a teen, contact the Adoptive Families Association of BC. Call 1-877-ADOPT-07 or visit us at bcadopt.com.
And welcome back to CITR 101.9 FM on the dial or worldwide online at CITR.ca. If you're just joining me now, the show is called The Basement. I'm here every Friday night between 9 and 10:30 p.m. getting you psyched for your Friday night, getting you ready for your weekend. Playing the bass-heavy side of electronic dance music. Coming in is some Canadian talent. This one's originally done by Kelowna-based Datsik. We got Proto Hype on the remix. Absolutely love his name. This is one of my favorite Datsik tunes of 2012. It's called Release Me. Turn it up. It gets nasty. And wow, okay, I'll just let you know now, that's as hard as it gets on the show tonight, so I hope you're awake. Well, I guess hard as in nasty as in like, oh my god, that's really intense dubstep, because later I'm going to be playing some pretty awesome brand new drum and bass. Special shoutouts go to Lodestar, I don't know if you heard of them, huge, huge original just came out, as well as brand new Caliber, really excited to play for you later. And of course, some more local talent. But that's later. That last tune, remixed by Protohype by Datsik, called Release Me. And I was wrong, it didn't come out in 2012. It came out in January 2013, so I apologize for that. Anyways, coming in, brand new collab, one of my favorite tunes at the moment. We got Seven Lions with Minnesota and Mimi Page on the vocal bits. Minnesota and Seven Lions repping the west coast of America. The West Coast bass music styles, this tune called Fevers. And Mimi Page, been one of my favorite vocalists since her first collabs with Bass Nectar way back in the day. So enjoy. What a beautiful tune. Love the melodic dubstep, chill step, if you will. Digging it. As mentioned, collaboration between Seven Lions, Minnesota, and Mimi Page. That one's called Fevers, and if you like what you hear, it's available for free download. Type that stuff into Google. Let it work its magic. Loving it. Yeah, super good. If you're not familiar with Seven Lions, just put out a EP on Skrillex's label Ocula, repping the dubstep. But previous to that, he was a big drum and bass guy. And then, of course, we got Minnesota on the collab, repping all things bass, dubstep, trap, glitch hop. Just came out with a free EP with G Jones, also from the West Coast, bringing in some future bass. That is a phenomenal release. Make sure to check it out. It's called the Mile High Club EP. Wow. Yeah, just thinking about it gives me the eebie-jeebies. Anyways, we're going to bring things down to a little bit of a Daft Punk cover. This one's produced by Antennae, featuring Daughter on the vocal bits, and of course, it's called Get Lucky by Daft Punk originally. So if you haven't yet, make sure to check out Daft Punk's new album, Random Access Memory. If you're into any kind of electronica, that's gonna be your gravy. Wrapping up in the background is a little bit of a cover of that tune, the most popular tune off the album called Get Lucky. And it's covered by Daughter and Antennae. We got Antennae repping the acid crunk flavor usually off the West Coast. He's based in California. And then, of course, we got Daughter on the vocal bits. And that tune is available for free download on Antennae's SoundCloud. So make sure to go cope that if you're digging it. Moving in is some more mellow bass music, bringing it back up to Canada. This is a fresh release from a duo called Graze. And Graze consists of XI and Adam Marshall, both out of Toronto. This was released on New Canada, an incredible label hosting forward-thinking techno and bass music, and this tune is just that. Well-produced, full-bodied, ambient bass music. This tune called The Sust. Lots going on in this one. Incredible production, great arrangement. Love the percussion sounds they've included. Yeah, definitely 100% electronica. on the tip of bass, on the tip of techno, just solid, solid grooves right there. That one's a brand new one called The Sust by Graze, and that one can be found on their brand new EP, also called Graze, on New Canada. Wow, I love this tune. And the rest of the EP has similar vibes, just six whole full-bodied tracks, just taking you on a whole new level of production quality, really. XI as an individual is more so known as a dubstep bassier producer, and then of course Adam Marshall, his partner in the Graze project, is more of a techno tip kind of producer. So together, it's quite expected that what we just heard was the sound that together they make. Anyways, enough about that. Coming in as a brand new remix by a duo based out of Miami. They're pretty fresh to the scene. They call themselves GTA. Been making bangers for only about a year or so. Big room stuff, whether it be Moon Baton, Electro, Trap, being played out by all the big players. Diplo, A-Track, the list goes on and on. Anyways, this is a remix they've done of the Cascade and Deadmau5 collab anthem called Move For Me. Love the drums in this one. A great remix. Not too over the top, but super solid. Really putting their GTA flavor on this one. Now listen to that that vocal sample in the background. Hey! Hey! Seems a little out of place, but really, GTA does do that. They just mess around with the samples, especially the cliche, stereotypical, overused samples. As mentioned, GTA, pretty fresh to the scene, repping the big sounds. That's their remix of Move For Me, the anthem that Cascade and Deadmau5 did way back in the early 2000s, back when Deadmau5 was first getting discovered. You remember Berlin and A Guru and then Ghosts and stuff? Those were the good old days. Anyways, coming in, we got some more Big Room stuff, brand new from Knife Party, formerly known as Pendulum, I guess you could say. Anyways, this one can be found on their brand new EP called Haunted House. This one's alongside Internet Friends VIP. Hopefully you guys have checked that one out. But this tune is my favorite on the EP just because it utilizes a very unique drum sound as a hook. And it's repping the Big Room sounds. And today, or at least for the next 15 minutes or so, we're doing the Big Room sounds. So coming in, we got Knife Party. And just to give you a heads up, we'll be ending the show towards 10:30 with some of the deeper dubstep sounds, some of the UK grime, and just before that, some brand new drum and bass, and in between, some future sounds, some trap, and, well, the rest is a surprise, so stay with me here at the basement, 101.9 on the dial, CITR.ca worldwide. Yeah, huge, huge tune right there. That one's called LRAD, also known as Long Range Acoustic Device. Yeah, that one's brought to you by Knife Party, the group formerly known as Pendulum. It's Rob Swire, the other guy, and not Kawasaka. Yeah, I wish I could remember the other guy's name. Anyways, that one's released on Firestorm Records. Or sorry, not Firestorm. Earstorm, which is a subsidiary of Warner Bros. That Pendulum actually put together way back in the day to play home to their own releases, their original releases. So it's kind of neat that Night Party is carrying on that that path. Anyways, so I guess you could say that's independently released. Except it's funded by a major music conglomerate. Anyways, so we're keeping with the Big Room stuff. We're bringing it back to Canada. This is a brand new release on Dimmack Records, which is Steve Aoki's label. Autoerotic, a duo based out of Montreal here in Canada. This tune is called Asphyxiation, and it's more of that killer Big Room electro house that we all know and love. And if you're wondering, where's the dubstep, where's the drum and bass, it's coming. It's coming. But here on The Basement, I like to play a large range of spectrum. It's all about the bass influence. It's all about the lower side of dance music. So as mentioned, coming in, we got Autoerotic Asphyxiation.
Fuck you!
Huge tune, Canadian duo based out of Toronto. They call themselves Autoerotic. This tune called Asphyxiation, found on Dimmack Records. Hard to believe a couple years ago, Autoerotic was making indie electro. Yeah. So like, you know, yeah, indie electro. Think about it. Anyways, now they're making Big Room stuff, a little bit of dubstep in there, lots of bass, over-the-top lasers, oh my god, like, come on people, there's no need to use that many lasers. Anyways, just me. For the time being though, here at CITR 101.9, The Basement must take a short break. Stay with me, we're gonna be going into some funky flavor right after the break. In fact, we got a Benny Benassi Satisfaction re-rub for ya. Ooh, tasty.
Like a snake calling on a phone. I've got no time to be alone. Thoughts are coming at me all the time. You better think I lose my mind.
Australia and Canada are both countries with a whole lot of space to create some of the wildest sounds on the planet. Join your host Matthew as he explores the musical heritage of his native Australia and features fresh sounds from Canada's independent music world. That's Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music show, live Fridays from 6 to 7:30pm on CITR 101.9 FM. And I'm stranded on my own. Stranded far from home. All right.
Hopefully this next one's going to be bringing back some memories from way back in the early 2000s. This was the tune. This was the house tune. This was the club anthem. Benny Benassi's Satisfaction just recently got remixed by R.L. Grime, also known as, I believe, Clockwork is his house alias. But R.L. Grime repping the future bass, the trappy sounds. Well, Spendacy has come along and done a little re-rub of that remix. And he describes it as a 100 BPM edit for dem twerkin' Molly poppin' Miley type ratchets. Yeah, this one's definitely bringing back some memories for us in the studio here. Benny Benassi came out with this one early 2000s, 2003 actually. And of course we got Spendacy on the edit, editing R.L. Grime's remix that he recently put out for free. So if you like what you hear, it's available, it's out there. Type it into Google, work your magic. But yeah, as mentioned, that last one was the Spendacy edit. A little 100 BPM action for you twerking. Anyways, coming in is a brand new one from Flux Pavilion. This is a unique approach. I have not heard anything like this before, and especially from Flux Pavilion, who recently has been trying out a lot of different styles. Not so much trap, but for lack of a better word, trap. Anyways, this one's originally done by DMB legend Danny Bird. It's called Bad Boy Back Again. Flux Pavilion on the remix.
Bad Boy Back Again.
And I'd just like to mention that that last remix, the Spend a Sea remix, available for free download if you dug it. See what I mean about a unique approach, not too heavy on the trap influence there. I believe that's sticking with the dubstep BPM 140 all the way. Flux Pavilion's Bad Boy Remix, that one can be found on Ram Records, Andy C's label. And speaking of Andy C, he's paying us a visit in June, so I guess that's coming up in a few weeks. ShawDJs.com is where you gotta go for that, as well as every other bass music event in the city, regardless of venue, regardless of crew, it's all there. ShawDJs.com, ShawDJs.com. Yeah, that's my key to the city for you right there. Anyways, make sure to check out that last one. A huge, huge, huge remix. But coming in, we got another... Well, you know what? This isn't... I'm just gonna let it speak for itself. Here we go. Suddenly I'm out of place, distracted by an unfamiliar face. You say, come on over, let me take control of you and all of what you do.
Bye.
So we ventured back into the house a little bit. Loving this new kind of bass music, garage, house combo flavor-ness. It's coming to the UK with the likes of Rack and Ruin, Gorgon City, FOMO, all of the Black Butter Records people. Anyways, these two, they call themselves Tacky and New Light. Yes, Tacky and New Light. Tacky is spelled T-A-I-K-I. And New Light, N-U-L-I-G-H-T. Anyways, fresh to the scene, been putting out music since 2011. Have an EP under the belt and plenty of remixes. This tune is a remix of Ray Fox and Rachel K. Collier. It's called Boom 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 Heartbeat. And they've been getting huge support from the likes over at BBC Radio 1, Rosca, Red Light, Zank, Hervé. And speaking of Hervé, they actually just put out a remix of one of his tunes, Lose Control. Yeah, that's what it is. Anyways, if you're into the UK garage, the UK funky styles, look into these guys, Tacky and New Light, as well as Black Butter Records. It's a great place to start. Anyways, coming in, our switch up into drum and bass. We're up in the tempo, getting you psyched. This is where it all happens. This is top of the hour, 10 o'clock here at the basement. We're bringing it back to Vancouver. We got Kerr Mokum on the remix. Yeah, huge, huge remix. This one was given away for free quite some time ago. Check him out on his SoundCloud. This one, you'll probably recognize. It's originally done by Seba. Huge, huge player in the UK as far as liquid drum and bass is concerned. He just put out a new album. And not so much on the drum and bass tip of things, but more so on the house. Everyone's just leaning towards house. I can't blame them. Bass music in its entirety is just influencing every kind of style of electronic music. Anyways, this tune is called Painted Sky. Details about where you can find Kerr Mokum and Seba after the tune. Yeah, what a beauty. Loving the liquid vibes in that one. Super mellow, lots of emotion, super crisp. Autonomic Drum and Bass, I believe is the name or the words I'm looking for. Anyways, this is a remix by our homie here in Vancouver called Kerm Mokum, member of the Shaw DJ's crew, Vancouver's leading drum and bass crew. Anyways, this one's originally done by Seba. It's called Painted Sky, and you can see them both at the same show. Whoa! Yeah, that's going down June 29th. Yeah, really stoked for that. Going down to the Red Room. Also on the bill, we got Mech Warrior. Whoa! Yeah, Mech Warrior's big deal. From Australia, he makes, if you're familiar with Spore, he makes that kind of drum and bass. He makes the Alien very crisp, very precision arrangement. Anyways, that's gonna be a tight night. We got Seba, we got Kerm Mokum, we got Mech Warrior, and then of course Shaw DJ's founder will assist on the decks. That's going down June 29th. At Red Room. Anyways, coming in, brand new stuff from Lodestar. We got Example and Lomax together make Lodestar, brand new album off of Ram Records, Andy C's label. Andy C repping it in Vancouver June 22nd. Huge tune coming in. Can't get enough of it. First heard this by Andy C at Ultra Music Fest. Jake's on the MC. Love this tune, incredible tune, one of the many found on their brand new album Future Perfect. That one can be found on Ram Records and of course by Lodestar, the duo that combines Example and Lomax. This tune called Warrior featuring Jakes on the vocal bits. Jakes known for being the founder of Hench Records, Hench pushing out some of the most phenomenal dubstep in a while. Anyways, yeah, make sure to check out the entire album called Future Perfect. Coming in, one of my favorite remixes of probably the entire world, Mutated Forms on the remix. This one's featuring Aya Marar, M-A-R-A-R. Not sure about that one. On the vocal bits, this one's called The Raver. After this, we're going to get a little grimy with a brand new Caliber tune, then move into some dubstep, brand new stuff from Scream, brand new stuff from Distance, brand new stuff from Benton, and we'll then wrap things up after that. If you're just joining me now, you're listening to The Basement here at CITR 101.9 FM. If you're a first-time listener here at The Basement, I like to go through the bass-heavy side of dance music, the bass-heavy side of electronica. Whether it be dubstep, drum and bass, glitch hop, UK funky break beats, ghetto funk, there really are no rules, just heavy bass lines and quick tempos. And a few drops here and there. Love that tune. Incredible remix brought to you by Mutated Forms. Once upon a time, more of a liquid drum and bass production duo, but this one's definitely not on that tip. Gonna have to take a short break here at The Basement. Stay with us for more drum and bass.
She'll make a lovely doll after I finish with you. I told you your webs were useless.
Spider-Man! He's melting!
It's too hot. It's too hot. Something must have hit the control lever. Turn it off.
Want to save energy and keep yourself comfortable? Turn down your thermostat 1 degree Celsius or consider installing a programmable thermostat. If every household in BC with electric space heating turned down their heat by 1 degree for 8 hours a day, it would save enough electricity to power Science World for over 75 years. This Power Smart Play brought to you by BC Hydro Power Smart and CITR 101.9 FM.
That's right, kids. Be power smart. Yeah. Anyways, we're coming into the last 15 minutes of the show, that being The Basement. One last drum and bass tune before we head into some dubstep. Brand new stuff from Caliber off of his own label, Signature Records, off of his brand new album called Spill. This tune featuring Chimpo on the MC Business. This one's called Start Again. Love this tune. Love the album. Caliber, usually known for repping the jazzy side of drum and bass. This album, little bits of everything. A little bit of the jazzy stuff, a little bit of the liquid stuff, a little bit of the raw stuff, a little bit of like the tribal stuff. Anyways, you're going to dig it.
Feel sonic, molotovs chill. Feel sound, kill up the top of tops. Ice grilling up gorillas in the midst. Drunk up in a karate suit, chilling in the bits. And this one's bad for your posture. Got the crowd buzzing back flips, it'll cost you. Cause every time you bust it in a rave, got half of the capacity putting in a clean. High caliber, beach cone damager. Take over everything, smile for the camera. Screwface rambler, in the rave stumbling. Eyes dilate from your hear the bass rumbling. Bleach out, sleep deprivate, meditate, hallucinate. Chill, go bed and recuperate. And who knows where the party ends, cause just when you think it's all done, we start again.
Yeah, solid tune, not too over the top, perfect balance of vocal bits and production. As mentioned, we got Chimpo on the vocals. Hopefully you guys checked out that new release. Well, it's maybe not a little new, but anyways, it's called Ganza. Chimpo's also on the mic. It's produced by Triga. Huge tune. I love Chimpo. Just a solid voice, very recognizable, just super solid, as well as this album. As mentioned, this tune, just wrapping up, it's called Start Again. Just came out on Caliber's brand new album called Spill that he self-released on his own Signature Records. The album's 13 tracks deep of a range of BPMs, just all under the umbrella of drum and bass. Incredible release. I love Caliber. And I love this album. Lots of everything. Anyways, we're taking a big twist here. We're going to some dubstep. The Scream, the man himself, just recently announced in an interview that he will not be making any more dubstep. He will be switching over to disco, disco house, garage, and those kind of sounds. But for the time being, he just put out this freebie through Digital Soundboy. Yeah, that's right. A little dubstep coming in. Free download, as mentioned, through Digital Soundboy, which is Shy FX crew. DigitalSoundboy.com is where you got to go to get this one. This tune called Mood to Funk. As mentioned, this is probably the last dubstep tune to ever be released under Scream's alias, Sayonara Scream. Anyways, wrapping up, tune called Mood to Funk. Yes, I'm saying funk, not funk. Ha ha ha. Anyways, yeah, this was available free download through the Digital Soundboy crew, digitalsoundboy.com. This is the A-side to the B-side, being DM. Yeah, he's playing on words at this release, which is more of a synth-based tune versus the grime time that's going on right now. Anyways, we're going to keep with the dubstep. Coming in right now is a brand new one from Chestplate by the founder himself, Distance. Wah. Yeah, we're going deep, we're going heavy. This one has some weight to it, featuring Steppa. It's called Set You Free. Just beware. Turn those subs on max and just let the vibrations flow.
You'll say what you say. Your perception is your reality. I say what I say. It's my perception that is real for me. You'll say what you see. Your perception is your reality. I see what I see. Your perception ain't my reality. I your perception can set you free. Is your reality? I see what I see. It's my perception that is real for me. You see what you see. Your perception is your reality. I see what I see. Your perception ain't my reality. Can set you free.
Told you that had some weight. Aren't you glad you turned up those subs? Huge, huge original brought to you by the man himself, Distance. Saw him a while back at the Astoria. And for those of you familiar with the Astoria, it's an intimate venue. And when you got a bunch of heads in that small space, you're all just down low, sweating to the bass. Anyways, absolutely killer producer, repping the darker side of dubstep, a lot of the heavier stuff for sure. Founder of Chestplate Records, as mentioned. That tune just finished up called Set You Free, featuring Steppa. If you're unfamiliar with Distance, become familiar. If you're unfamiliar with Chestplate, it's home to some of the heavy hitters in the UK dubstep scene. Tunage, Sleeper, District, Razor, Cyrus, the list goes on. Been around for a long time, and Distance isn't necessarily new to the game either. Coming in, we got Benton on the remix. Benton just put out a fresh